Drink driving and drug driving will not be tolerated in Bolton, say police. Bolton was chosen to launch the Safer Roads Greater Manchester's Your Car Can't Say No campaign, warning drivers of the devastating consequences of getting behind the wheel after taking drugs or drinking alcohol. Officers spoke to passers-by and illustrated, using special technology, how difficult it is to drive under the influence. Chief Inspector Mike Parker says that while both offences continue to be a challenge, drug driving is especially difficult due to how it is viewed compared to drink driving. He said, over the last 40 years, drink driving has become socially unacceptable, but drug driving still hasn't got that stigma yet. And there is still not enough education around drug driving. People seem to think it will be similar to drink driving, where in a couple of hours or maybe 24 hours, the drugs in your system have dissipated and you're safe to drive. It's actually harder with drug driving because the drugs in your system have longer lasting effects and could last for several days, impairing your driving, making it unsafe for you to be on the road. In Bolton, drink and drug drivers are locked up constantly. There were 67 fatalities in Greater Manchester on the roads last year, and 9 of those took place in Bolton. The crime can have long-lasting impacts on those involved, which road danger reduction manager Julie Reed says could be prevented. Every 5 hours in the UK, someone is killed on our roads, and every 16 minutes someone is seriously injured, and it is the only form of transport where it is seen as an acceptable consequence of using our roads. Sentences have increased, and the maximum sentence someone could get for or drink and drug driving is life imprisonment. Chief Inspector Parker said, "Don't drink and drive, and don't take drugs and drive. Think about the consequences. It could be your family. It could be someone else's family."